True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Comfortable 13-point lead. And in my opinion, the way that first half went, it's a big drive for the North Carolina defense.
That was the Capital One rewarding performance, and this is a rewarding run as Gavorian Barnes is out the gate, inside the 30, to the 10. Touchdown TCU, 75 yards and no flags.
Oof, that's courtesy of ESPN. TCU was one of the worst running games in all of college football last year.
Not this weekend.
No, 75-yard touchdown run. I was all over UNC, and after that first drive, I'm sitting there going, all right, we're in the catbird seat. Oh, what's that? We're not in it anymore? Oh, this is a...
Pick six, 75-yard run from scrimmage.
As I said, nothing went right for me yesterday, and I'll give you the examples. We had the Cubs and Braves, similar situation today, so I'm going to be back on the under. Cubs and Braves in another Wrigley wind game with the wind blowing in. Mm-hmm. And here comes Colin Ray. Here comes, who else was pitching in that game? Oh, Spencer Strider. Here comes Colin Ray. And it's like, you know what? I think I want to give up some walks and some singles. Why not? And just gets nickel and dimed. And before you know it, it's like 4-1, 5-1. I had Spencer Strider strikeout. So he's one of the best strikeout mm-hmm. guys in the league. He finished with one strikeout. Thank you, Spencer, for that. As his prop was 6.5, so he didn't even come close to it. It's just an ugly, ugly day yesterday. The Nats, I had their over. Nats and Marlins. Best hitting weather of the day. Mm. How about 2-0? Yeah. I mean, like, I said this before, and especially handicapping in baseball, there's nothing worse than doing all the work, putting it in, and as soon as the game starts, you're like, he doesn't have it. He can't throw a strike. Yeah. And it's not something that you can predict. I mean, you could sit here and say, I don't like this matchup. He gets hit harder by this team. You can do all that. But you're constantly trying to find an edge. And what Ed talked about earlier is how good are they at creating these lines. The one thing I'd noticed, and I talked to Ken McCusick about this, I feel like sports books across the board are inflating the prop play numbers. Like, I don't like paying minus 160 for a guy to go over 1.5 bases because inevitably, if he's got a prop like that, there's a good chance they might walk him a couple times.
Yeah, that's
and not
right.
give you anything to hit. That's why, like, you don't hear me talk about Aaron Judge going over 1.5 bases often. Not like I'll never do it, but it's also something you got to look at. So yesterday I got kicked in the teeth. It was awful. Baseball was not kind to me. I had the Padres, and here's the other part of it. Love the Padres. I told you I bet against pitchers when they come off the IL in their second start because usually they struggle. And Bradish did struggle, but he didn't struggle mightily or anything. He only went 4 innings and gave up a bunch of hits. He gave up 2 runs, so there's nothing really to sit here and say, oh, yeah, he got shelled, but he didn't look like he did in his previous start. And then right before the game, San Diego Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr. scratched. Nobody likes to hear the best hitter in the game is scratched right before the game when you're on that side, mm-hmm. but it's what happened. Padres lose 4-3, and my night continued with UNC after that. So I digress. I'll get away from that because, you know, look, you have a day like that, you want to put it in the back burner, but I got to talk about them. So let's get to the weather for today. What are we seeing? Pirates over. They're playing the Dodgers. Reds under. Red Sox under. Cubs under is the best spot on the day. Here's the weird one. Twins over is the best over spot on the day. But there's a line of storms coming through, so it may totally get washed out. And you might say, well, how can you say it's the best over spot if there's rain in the forecast? Rain's not necessarily changing yet. The winds, all that stuff. If it's a torrential downpour, it just matters if they can find a window to get this game in. It's still going to be good hitting conditions, whether you believe that or not. And then the Cardinals under was another one that was supported. Now, I'm not betting the WNBA tonight. It's been messing with my emotions and my money. The WNBA has been so unkind. I bet the Sparks and Mystics to go over on Saturday, one of my favorite totals of the year in the WNBA. The game starts out with the Mystics not scoring for the first 5.5 minutes. Yeah, that's not a good way to hit an over. They didn't score for the first 5.5 minutes? Are you kidding me? It's just absurd. But yeah, that's what happened in the WNBA tonight. There's nothing that I see that really stands out, so I'm not even going to try to stretch and grab one of those. I kind of focus more on prop plays, and I'll tell you two that I saw that really stand out to me today. Now, I do like the Dodgers and Pittsburgh to go over 8.5. My favorite play today is going to be the Braves and Cubs to go under 8. Told you about the White Sox Twins over. This Yankees-Houston game, the Astros and Yankees, it's a 7.5 total. I like the under. It's Max Fried versus Framber Valdez.
Max, good matchup.
Yeah, Max Fried has faced the Astros 3 times. Mm-hmm. How many strikeouts do you think he has total? 3 times.
15.
He's got 10.
Really?
He's got 10.
I was going low because I thought you were going that way, but yeah.
Yeah, I love his under prop today, and it's juiced up to -140, but it's under 5.5. And again, can he come out and strike out 8? Sure he can. He's very capable of it, but he's more of a ground ball pitcher. On the flip side, I like Framber Valdez over strikeout prop because the Yankees are what? In the bottom 5 in the league in strikeouts. They swing and miss a ton. Framber Valdez, more of a ground ball pitcher. Yep. Both of these guys are identical, except Framber Valdez put a cutter in his rotation of pitches, and then his strikeout numbers started to go up. And his numbers weren't as great historically against the Yankees, but I don't think this is the same Yankee team he's been seeing over the past couple years. I like his over prop at 5.5. The one that really stood out to me was Michael Lorenzen of the Royals. The model I'm using has him a full strikeout over his prop. Now, he's -140, but why do I like him so much? He's facing the Angels. The Angels strike out more than any team in baseball.
Do they?
Yes. So I'm going to hammer that prop play, even with the -140 of Lorenzen over K's. And one of the other things I noticed is like my algorithm is spitting out a lot of Texas and Diamondbacks bats in the top like 20 hitters. I'm going to take that Texas or the Rangers D-backs over of 9. And lastly, I like Seattle and Tampa Bay. The wind is blowing, so it's like blowing in. I don't think they're going to have a problem.
Really.
Brian Woo is going for the Mariners. And on the flip side, it's Drew Rasmussen for Tampa Bay. And both of those guys have sub-3 ERAs. They've been very, very, very good this year. So just to recap, my favorite play is that Cubs under. But I still, like, I love these prop plays with Max Fried and Michael Lorenzen. They're two of my favorite plays on the day. Fried to go under his K's and Lorenzen to go over. So there you go. All right. Some other things that I wanted to bring up, too, about this college football weekend. Like, you often see kind of weird things that happen in some of those games. And you mentioned the one with, was it Long Island?
Yeah, Long Island University.
Favored by 45.
Underdogs by 45.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, underdogs by 45 points, a 55.5 point total, and they lose 55 to nothing.
To the Florida Gators.
Yeah. So, yeah, you look at some of those games, but we even saw like some weird things happening because of the transfer portal. And like, that's the unknown coming in and why I think dogs are live, especially early on in the season. I feel the same way about the NFL this week. As I've said, I listed all those teams that are either small favorites at home or small underdogs at home. I even put the Ravens in there because it's a half point favorite. The Bills are. One of those is going to be my favorite play of the week. I'm just narrowing it down. I think I know which one. And I'll say this, the Ravens aren't going to be my lock or anything. I think this is a puffy pants game. I think they go in there and beat the rest.
I do too. Honestly, I'm not.
Just like they did in the regular season last year.
Yeah, the homer thing. I really believe it.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.